Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. The all-new Entree Architect Profit Course is coming. A comprehensive 7-part self-directed online training program for busy architects. It's based on the P2P system of financial management for architects, created by Steve Wintner and endorsed by the AIA. Register before April 18th, 2019, and you can save $100. Learn more and register today at entrearchitect.com/profit course. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. This is episode 266, and this week, I'll teach you how to develop a profitable hourly billing rate for each and every member of your team. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, Gusto. Gusto is refreshingly easy payroll, benefits, and HR for the modern small business. Arcat, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more at arcat.com. And FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. Spend less time on accounting and more time doing the work you love. So every day over at the Entree Architect Facebook group, that's our Entree Architect community, you can find it at entrearchitect.com/group. Every day over there, it's a super active group. It's a dedicated group. There's over 4,000 members in there now, all architects. It's private. So all the discussions that are happening in there are private. Nobody else can see them except the members inside. And it's a dedicated group who are there to help one another. And it's one of my favorite pieces of the Entree Architect platform. And every day over there, there are questions. So if you're an architect and you bump into some challenge that you're having, you can go over to the Entree Architect community and post a question, and you get 30, 40, 50, 60 answers. It's an amazing community. And the reason I bring it up is because, you know, I can see the questions, the things that people are struggling with there. And one of the things, one of the most often asked questions is, how do I charge? How much should I charge? How do I figure out my fee? For years, what I did is I just looked at the market. You know, I looked at what my competitors were charging, and I guessed. You know, you do an experiment and you throw out a fee as a young architect and you see if people will bite. And if the market pays that amount, you raise the fee a little bit more. And the next time you see if that one would work. And that worked for decades. because, you know, we experimented. We just kept moving our fee up as high as we could until we hit the ceiling of what our fee could hold in our market here, north of New York City. And that fee for years was 12%, 12% of the cost of construction. But truthfully and honestly, I never knew, you know, how that fee could be calculated. You know, I we were profitable because at the end of the year we were profitable. But I never really constructed that fee. I never really took that fee apart and figured out, you know, if it was actually profitable or how profitable it may be. So today I want to share a calculator. I want to share a method that I've learned over the years from my friend and mentor, Steve Wintner, who is the creator and developer of the P2P financial management system for architects. It's a system that we're teaching at Entree Architect, at the Entree Architect Workshop, and at the new Entree Architect Profit Course. And what I want to do is I want to walk through the process of putting together an hourly billing rate, which you can then use to either charge hourly or develop your flat fee or develop, you know, confirm your percentage-based fee. The important thing here is to understand what goes into a fee in order to make sure that your billing rate is actually profitable, that it includes not only the cost of the labor to do the work, but it also includes all of your expenses that your firm is incurring, and it includes a minimum of 20% net profit. And I know you're probably just sick of me saying that you need to earn a minimum of 20% net profit, but that 20% net profit is the thing that will allow you to create the firm and to hire the people and to become the architect that you want to be. That architect that you dreamed you would become when you were in architecture school. Sometimes it doesn't work out the way we had hoped because we're not making the money that we should in order to have a healthy, successful business so we can focus on our architecture. So this hourly billing rate is a critical piece of that process of financial management is how much are we asking our clients to pay us? And so let's walk through that. Let's walk through the process of putting together an hourly billing rate. And there are a few steps. The first step, there's actually two steps. There's a bunch of, you know, steps within those steps, but there's you have to calculate your firm billing multipliers, and I'm going to explain what that is. But you have to calculate what those billing multipliers are, and then you calculate your billing rate based on those multipliers. And so I'm not going to get into a bunch of, you know, deep numbers because I know we're listening here, not seeing. And if you do want to see this, you can actually, we have a free video training course called Profit Tools, entrearchitect.com/profit tools, where I go through this with video and show you the Entree Architect hourly billing rate calculator, which is also free and available to anybody who wants it, at entrearchitect.com/billing-rate-calculator. You can download that for free too. And if you want to pause right now, I'll wait. You can actually go over to entrearchitect.com/billing-rate-calculator, download the calculator, and then follow along with me as I go through this process with you right now here on the podcast. But you don't have to. I'm going to try to keep this very basic and simple so you can listen and understand what we're doing here without having to do a bunch of math while you're listening. We're not going to go there. I'm just going to explain how these things work.
We'll be right back to our conversation after this quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors at Entree Architect, Gusto, RCAP, and FreshBooks. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. You don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations. And old school payroll providers, they just don't get it. They aren't built for the way that we work today. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. They're different. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy for you to get things right. You no longer have to be a big company to get the great technology, those great benefits, and the great service for your team. To help support this show, the Entree Architect Podcast, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited-time deal. Sign up today, and you'll get 3 months free. Once you run your first payroll, just go to entrearchitect.com/gusto and claim your free 3 months of payroll processing today. entrearchitect.com/gusto. For years, when I needed information on manufacturers' products, I headed straight to Google. Then I sifted through the hundreds of results to find the one or two that might be the link to the product that I'm looking for. And more often than not, the link was not what I was seeking. It was outdated or didn't meet my requirements, so I went back to the search engine and started all over again. And this could take all afternoon to find the two or three products that I need. Does this sound familiar? I know you've done this. There is a better way. It's called ARCAT. ARCAT.com, ARCAT.com. Find what you're looking for in seconds. Building product information, BIM, CAD, and custom specifications using their exclusive tool, SpecWizard. So make ARCAT part of your efficient project workflow. Just type in entrearchitect.com/ARCAT in the internet browser and add that to your favorites. Just click that little favorites button, make ARCAT your favorites, and then visit ARCAT for every project. Make it part of your workflow. Find what you need fast and make more money on every project. entrearchitect.com/ARCAT. That's entrearchitect.com/ARCAT. FreshBooks makes it simple to send invoices, post your expenses automatically, track your time for your whole team, by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. Getting started with FreshBooks is ridiculously easy. Most people send their first invoice just seconds after starting their free trial. And the same goes for time tracking, managing expenses, collaborating with contractors, and viewing financial reports. It's fast and easy. And if you need help at any time, free award-winning customer service is just a phone call or an email away. And if you ever have second thoughts, don't worry. On top of our free trial here for Entree Architect listeners, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee so you don't ever have to worry about choosing FreshBooks. So give FreshBooks a try. Try it free for 30 days. Just visit entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks and then let them know that we sent you by sharing Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks to access your free, unlimited 30-day trial. Gusto, ARCAT, and FreshBooks. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community.
So let's start with some definitions, okay? Let's make sure we understand the terminology that we're going to use here first before we get into calculating our multipliers and calculating our billing rate. Let's start with direct labor and indirect labor, okay? Whenever you hear the word direct, it means that that is either a cost or time that's directly chargeable to projects, to clients. So direct labor, the cost of direct labor is the total cost of labor salaries that you're paying to employees that can be attributed or charged directly to projects. That's direct labor. And the balance of that labor is indirect labor. The indirect labor, when you see the word indirect, it means that it's not attributed or charged to projects. Okay, so that's things like marketing and administrative work is indirect labor. So there's direct labor and indirect labor. And that is the two pieces of total labor. Total labor is your total amount that you're paying an employee in salary. So if there is a salary, let's say you're paying Maria Santiago $100,000. And $58,000 of that $100,000 is going is working in direct labor. Okay, that's the work that she's doing that is chargeable to projects. And the balance of that, 42,000 dollars would be indirect labor. So 58,000 and 42,000 equals 100,000. And so the indirect labor is the labor, the cost of labor that's not chargeable to projects. Then there's indirect expenses. Bing, bing, bing. You heard the word indirect. So you guess, you tell me, what are indirect expenses? Indirect expenses is the cost of expenses that cannot be attributed or charged or be reimbursable from projects. So they're non-project related expenses. They're indirect expenses. They're not chargeable to projects or reimbursable from projects. So that's indirect expenses, okay? So those are the three things that we need in order to calculate our firm billing multipliers. Now, these multipliers are factors that we calculate in order to cover for our overhead and break even, to figure out what overhead and break even is. Now, what's overhead? Overhead is the cost of labor and expenses, right? So it's the indirect labor and indirect expenses. So it's the things that we're not getting paid for from clients. It's the work that we need to do in our firms that we're not getting paid from the projects to do. That's the overhead. So it's indirect labor and indirect expenses. That's overhead. So, and we're going to calculate an overhead multiplier for that. And then we're going to calculate a break-even multiplier. So let's start with direct labor. Let's go back up to the top. And if you've downloaded this calculator at entrearchitect.com/billing rate calculator, it's free. You can follow along. The factor, the multiplier for direct labor, to pay for the direct labor, to pay for the cost of labor that you have to pay somebody, right? You have to pay an employee or you have to pay yourself to work on projects. That multiplier is one, okay? So one. That's all you need to know, is that direct labor multiplier is always one. Now you have to calculate your overhead multiplier to cover for your indirect expenses and indirect labor. So you take your indirect expenses that you are paying, you know, let's say that indirect expenses, and these are annual numbers, and so you can look at your records last year, and let's say that indirect labor was $97,000 last year, and your indirect expenses was $213,205, and those are the numbers that I have plugged into this calculator as an example. So when you download it, you'll see them there. So your total indirect expenses, when you add those two numbers together, would be $310,205. Doesn't matter what the numbers are here on the podcast. All that matters is, to get your overhead multiplier, you divide your total indirect expenses by your total direct labor. You divide your total indirect expenses, so the expenses that are not chargeable to projects, that's the labor and your expenses, your total indirect expenses, divided by your direct labor, the amount you're paying people to work on projects. And that will give you an overhead multiplier. That's going to cover your indirect labor and your indirect expenses. And so in this case, with our examples, our overhead multiplier is 1.49. Okay? 1.49. And then to get your break-even multiplier, break-even. What's break-even? Think about break-even. Break-even is you get paid enough to cover the people who are working on the projects, and you get paid enough to cover your indirect expenses and your indirect labor. So you have your whole salary covered and all of your indirect expenses covered. That's break even, right? So you add your direct labor multiplier, which was one, to your overhead multiplier, which was 1.49. And so in this case, in this example, your break-even multiplier is 2.49. So if you took someone's pay rate per hour, Let's say that Maria Santiago is getting paid $48.08 is your pay rate, and you multiply that by 2.49, our break-even multiplier. We're going to cover ourselves. We'll end up with we'll have all our expenses and all our labor paid for, right? But it's missing something. It's missing something very important that you hear me talk about all the time. What is it missing? It's got your overhead in it, and it's got your direct labor in it, but it doesn't have profit. It doesn't have profit yet. So we haven't calculated for profit yet. So we have a break-even multiplier, 2.49. So now we need to calculate a planned net multiplier. The planned net multiplier is going to give you, it's going to cover your break-even, and it's going to cover your profit. And it's pretty simple to calculate this. So let's say that we want to include 20% net profit, which is minimum, absolute minimum. So you take that 2.49 break-even multiplier and you divide it by 80%. Divide it by 0.80. You don't multiply it by 20. You divide it by the complement of the target net profit. Okay? And if you do those two calculations, take the break-even multiplier, 2.49, and you multiply it by 20%, and then right next to it on another piece of paper, take that 2.49 and divide it by 80%, you'll see the difference. The 80% divided by 80% is significantly more and accurate 20% net profit. So your planned net multiplier, if you take that 2.49 and divide it by 0.80, you'll get 3.12. That's the magic number. That's the magic number for this firm that we've used in this example on the calculator. Yours may be different because your numbers up above may be different. Your indirect expenses may be different. Your indirect labor might be different. What you're paying employees may be different. And so your planned net multiplier is that magic factor. If you take the pay rate and you multiply it by the planned net multiplier, you'll get your hourly billing rate. So if your planned net multiplier is 3.12 that we've calculated to cover for break even and profit, right? So if you add break even to your profit number, you get your planned net multiplier. So basically all you need to do is take your break-even multiplier and divide it by 0.80. You get 3.12. And you multiply it by the hourly pay rate. So let's go back to Maria Santiago. Maria Santiago is earning $100,000 a year from your firm. And her total labor hours is your total labor hours is the available hours of work. Full-time employees are typically 2,080 hours a year. So 40 hours per week times 52 weeks equals 2,080 hours. And you divide the 100,000 by the 2,080 hours, and you get your hourly pay rate of $48.08. That's your hourly pay rate. And you may be asking, well, if 52 weeks, that's full year, there's no time off. In our system, in the P2P system of financial management, P2P is path to profitability, by the way. That's what P2P stands for, path to profitability. So 52 weeks per year. So that time off is actually covered in your indirect expenses in our system. And so it's covered up above in your indirect expenses. So Maria's earning $100,000. Total labor hours available to her is 2,080. Divide 100,000 by 2,080 and you get the hourly pay rate of $48.08. And you multiply that $48.08 by the planned net multiplier. That planned net multiplier, once you have that number, bingo, you don't need to do this over and over again. You just need to figure out what that planned net multiplier is. That calculator that we have We'll calculate that for you if you plug in the numbers. And it literally is just plug in the numbers. It asks you a question. You go back to your records. You find out what that number is. You plug it in, and it will calculate it all for you. So that plan net multiplier, once you have that for your firm, right? So you know that your firm for this year, your plan net multiplier might be 3.12, like this example. You just multiply it by how much you're paying your hourly pay rate to your employee. So Maria's hourly pay rate is $48.08. You multiply that $48.08, which is how much you're paying Maria. You multiply it by that 3.12 plan net multiplier, and you get a calculated rate of $150, right? So let's do some math. 48.08 times 3.12 is $150.01. Okay? So somebody that you're paying $48.08 to cover your overhead and your profit, you multiply it by 3.12 in this example. Now remember, that plan net multiplier may be different for you. It may not be 3.12. It may be a different number. It may be 3.0. It might be 3.2. It depends on the numbers above. But once you have that number for this year, because it's based on last year's numbers, this year you can use that 3.12. And then next year you go through this again and you calculate it again. And then all you need to do is figure out what the hourly pay rate is for each employee, multiply it by your plan net multiplier, and you get an hourly billing rate. That is how much you should be charging to a client at a minimum in order to cover your overhead and your 20% net profit is $150. If you go below $150 for Maria, you're going to earn less profit, okay? And that's the power of knowing. That's the power of knowing. That if I know that $150 is what covers my overhead and my 20% net profit, now I have the power of negotiation. If somebody comes back to me and says, well, I don't want to pay $150 per hour for Maria, I want to pay $148 or $140 or $125. Now you know what amount covers that. So you can go in knowing. You understand what's in that billing rate. And so if you have a project now that you want to charge a flat fee for, now you can go to each member of your team, know exactly how much the hourly billing rate is for that team member, calculate the number of hours that team member is expected to work on that project, and you can figure out a fee for that project and know that it's going to cover overhead and profit. So that is the hourly billing rate calculations for a small firm architect. That's how you do it. And again, you can download the calculator at entrearchitect.com/billing rate calculator. If you want to watch along while I explain this, you can download the Entree Architect Profit Tools. EntreeArchitect.com/profit tools is the video that goes along with the calculators. That's all free. And so I hope this is helpful. I hope you can understand. I know there was a bunch of math here and a bunch of numbers. It's difficult to follow along with numbers, but the basics is what I'm trying to calculate here. You need to cover the cost of the salary. You need to cover the cost of your expenses that are not being paid by the projects. You need to calculate those multipliers so you can very quickly and easily calculate, because now you have a multiplier, you have a number that you can now multiply very quickly to an hourly pay rate and know exactly what the hourly billing rate should be. And you know it's covered, everything's covered. Your overhead's covered, your profit's covered, you're good to go. And there's no more guessing, right? It's not about how much the client will charge. It's about how much you need to get paid in order to do this project profitably. That's how much you should be charging at a minimum. So for Maria, a minimum, we should be charging $150 per hour, right? At a minimum. It could be more than that. It could be a lot more than that. You know, it could be $250 an hour. But at a minimum, we charge $150 for Maria in this example. So I hope that's helpful. Let's go build some profitable architecture firms. Because, you know, here we go. I'm soapbox down. Let's rock and roll. When you build a stronger, successful business, you know what you do? Not only do you build a business that's going to help you be the architect you want to be, because that's the bottom line. The only way you're ever going to build the firm that does the architecture that you want to attract the clients that you want to be able to publish and get awarded and get develop this amazing portfolio. The only way you can do that is if you can focus. And the only way you're going to be able to focus is to earn enough money to not have to worry about the money. You can focus on your art when you focus, you know, first focus on the profit. You hear me say this all the time. Profit, then art, right? It's not profit over art. It's profit first. You develop your profit, you develop a profitable, thriving, successful architecture firm that earns the money you need. So when you're doing the projects, you can get paid properly for them. Then you don't have to worry about it. Your employees are paid, your expenses are paid, you have some profit in the bank. You can then go over and focus on your architecture. And yes, you will build an amazing architecture firm. You will attract the architects that you, or the projects that you dream of attracting, because now you can focus on marketing and your message and all these other things that come next. That's important, but you need the money first. But and on macro level, it also helps the profession. It builds a stronger profession that each one of you who are listening to me right now, if you focused on this and you just did this one thing, this billing rate calculator, and you made sure that your fees were profitable, if you just did that one thing, you would be more successful. And that compounded over the tens of thousands of people who are listening to this podcast. If we all did that, we would build better businesses. And you know what would happen when we have tens of thousands of more successful architecture businesses? We have tens of thousands of more successful architects. And what does that do? It rises up our profession. It grows our profession. It strengthens our profession. It makes our profession more respected and more worthy of the value of what we provide. It allows us to have the time and the resources to tell the story that needs to be told about architects, so the rest of the world knows what we do and how we do it. It starts right here. It all starts right here. It all starts with money and focused on profit. I'm not saying discount the art for the profit. I'm not saying profit only. It's a business. You are in a business. Your business must be profitable and it must earn at least 20% profit. So I'm going to jump off my soapbox. I just want you to focus on your business, build a strong business, and see what happens. Okay, let's start with the hourly billing rate. Go over, collect that free calculator. Go watch those free videos. And at the end of this video, at the end of this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the Entree Architect Profit course that's launching soon. So stay tuned. Don't turn it off, because I want to talk to you about this profit course. This is important. I'll be right back. Okay, so this was an important one. This was one for the records. So this is entrearchitect.com/episode266. Write that down, put it in Evernote, put it in your Google Drive, wherever you need to put it. This is one that you want to come back to and reference over and over again. Because this is one that is going to be the beginning of everything else that you're working on. You'll look back and you'll say, oh, I remember that podcast. I remember when Mark was talking about the billing rate calculator and how that changed my firm. And I hope that it did. I hope that it inspires you to get focused on your financial management system. So entrearchitect.com/episode266 to come back to this. Share this with a friend. This could be life-changing to a friend of yours. You know, if they're struggling with money, this is a great first step. This is a little tiny step, right? This billing rate calculator, just a little tiny step. It's simple to do. There's a calculator that does it for you, and it will give you the confidence to take the next step. And the next step
is to develop a proven financial management system. And I've teamed up with my friend and mentor, Steve Wintner, the creator of the P2P system for architects, P2P financial management system for architects. He's been developing it for over 30 years. It is the system that the AIA has published in their handbook. It is the same system. It is the system. Steve wrote the chapters in the handbook. So the system that we're teaching at Entre Architect is the system that has been developed by Steve and is endorsed by the AIA. And so we just finished wrapping up the annual workshop. We're only doing the workshop once a year. But for those of you who've missed that, we've developed a course. We've developed the Entre Architect Profit Course. It is an all new course. So many of you may have been around when we gave away a free course that gave some little pieces of how to be profitable. This is a comprehensive, all-in, fully developed P2P financial management system course. We teach it from the very beginning to the very end. It is 7 parts, and it starts with your chart of accounts. Then we walk you through building your budget. Then we walk you through your profit plan. Then we help you calculate your project fees, which is different than your hourly billing rate calculator. We'll do a project fee budgeting process with you, so you can actually figure out a project fee that includes all this stuff. Talk about time tracking. Then we get into the important pieces of financial reports and how to use them and how to leverage them and how to look at them and how to make changes in your business during the year, so you can be profitable at the end of the year. When for years, and many of you probably do this too, you know, you do your QuickBooks, right? And you push that button to get that profit loss statement. You look at it and you say, hey, I've been profitable. First of all, that's probably not accurate. You may have been profitable, but QuickBooks doesn't do financial management the way architects should be done, right? So you have to do some things in your QuickBooks to adjust to the P2P system. But that's not the important piece. The important piece is that I never really understood what that profit loss statement was and how that worked and how I can use it every month to adjust to make my business better. You know, I can look at that and say, oh yeah, well, I made profit, set it on the bottom. But we can actually look at the balance, the profit loss statement, and we can look at the balance sheet and we can understand how to make adjustments. So at the end of the year, we can actually hit our targets that we've developed in our profit plan. We teach you all that. We walk you through step by step. There's 7 parts. And then we also, at the 7th step, we also give you metrics. We give you key financial performance indicators. You may have heard about those on CNBC when you're watching the stock market, key performance indicators. Well, we give you 12 of them when you're looking at your PL statement. We'll give you 12 key financial performance indicators that you can look at and calculate and say, okay, my business is doing great because my calculator, my key performance indicators are telling me my KPIs are right on. They're telling me that my business is doing well, or they're not doing so well. What do I need to do? Because now I see right here in my balance, in my profit loss statement and in my KPIs, that things are off a little bit and I can make adjustments this month. So next month is going to be better. We walk you right through that. So there's 7 parts. Okay. So we talk about the chart of accounts, your budget, your profit plan. We'll show you how to calculate your fees. We'll talk about time tracking, which is absolutely critical. You've got a whole section on time tracking. We'll talk about financial reports and we'll talk about your metrics, how to develop metrics. It is life-changing. If you've been struggling with money and understanding numbers, this is the course that you need to take. It's an investment, and you can even, there's 2 ways to buy it. You can buy it straight up and you'll get the videos and you'll get all the resources that come with it. All the spreadsheets and the calculators and everything you need is all included in it. But you can purchase it a second way, where you can actually purchase coaching from Steve Wintner. So you can purchase the course and get support and mentorship from Steve. You can purchase that.
And so, and it's much less expensive than if you went to him directly and hired him as a consultant, because that's what he does for a living. You can hire him directly as a consultant, but it's included in this package if you wanted that. You can do it either way. So go check it out. It's at entrearchitect.com/profit course. And if you register for the course before Thursday, April 18th, 2019, you can save $100 on either way of purchasing it. $100 savings. So you have no more excuses. Go buy it right now. EntreeArchitect.com/profit course. Save $100. And hey, if you are an entrepreneur architect who runs or owns your own small firm, then yes, you are an entree architect. And I encourage you to go build a better business so you can be a better architect. Love, learn, share. Those are my three rules. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.